Kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino.
Here in Darwin at the Youth Day of Fika with Krishna Kapake. Hi, Krishna.
Hello, hello po. Salamat for having me here. So, ako po si Krishna Kapake. I'm Filipino-Australian and I'm the chair for a youth organization called Multicultural Youth NT.
What is the role of your organization within the bigger picture of what Fika does?
Mm-hmm. So our organization aims to ensure that young people are active in their community. And one of the things that we work towards is empowering young people with leadership skills. So if they have an idea, any person from all backgrounds, we can support them to ensure that idea becomes reality. And another thing that we stand for is basically belongingness. So everyone of all backgrounds in the territory can claim the NT as their own and can feel like they belong in the community.
How important is it for the Northern Territories and for Darwin to be the host city for this conference in 2017?
Yes, thank you for that question. That is, so from what I've heard from previous years is that Darwin has hosted the FECA conference before almost 20 years ago or something, probably before I was born. It's really important that it's coming back here. And we think that it should be back here more often because there is a group in here that's not being represented if the conference isn't coming here. And I think that Darwin is not just a place that has a lot of people from different backgrounds, but I really believe that we are a united community and everyone from different cultures are embraced and we celebrate our similarities as human beings, as part of this community, but we also celebrate our differences. And that's a really important thing that FECA represents to the nation.
What about the link with the first Australians as well, with Indigenous Australia?
Yes.
That must be very important for a city like Darwin.
Yes, that definitely. I think we have actually the biggest population of Indigenous people. So I think that the great thing about Darwin is working is the unity between Indigenous people and people from migrant backgrounds who have just arrived recently, like myself. I think that in Darwin, you really get to see that working partnerships. And yeah.
Talk to us about your community, the Filipino community in Australia, but also the community in Darwin, and how involved are they with all the work that you guys can do at FECA?
I'm not sure. I don't think I can represent the whole the Filipino community in Australia. But in Darwin, you do see them being active. We have the Barrio Fiesta held almost every year, so which celebrates the Filipino community. And I'm they're a member of the Multicultural Council of the NT, and the MCNT basically makes sure that their views are also represented. And from a Multicultural Youth NT perspective, we classify multicultural as people from all backgrounds. So that includes from Asian backgrounds or even Indigenous and white Australians, because we think that they are all cultures that needs to be represented. But from a Filipino background, actually, I think that despite the fact that there is a large population of Filipinos in the territory and around Australia, I think there needs to be more representation because, not to be biased, but our cuisine, for example, is one of the best.
You're talking to a French person, so be careful.
Oh, I'm sorry. With my taste buds, but and there's not a lot of restaurants that are only Filipino. You see a lot of Thai, Chinese, which are great, but I'm like, we need more Filipino restaurants. We need more representation from the Filipino community.
What about racism in how FECA tackles or tries to tackle racism? Do you see this to a certain extent also here in the work you do?
Right.
And how do you define actually racism?
So I define racism, I'd like to call it discrimination because I don't want to just talk about race. I want to tackle discrimination from all kinds of grounds. So may that be race, including and sexuality, gender, if you're disability and all that stuff. So, yeah, I define discrimination as making people feel excluded based on that, based on something that they were born with, something that they couldn't change. And I think Australia has had a lot of, we have advanced from previously, but FECA delves on the issues that are still happening because they're still relevant, because issues keep coming up, it never ends, and FECA is representing people whose voices aren't being heard, and the same with Multicultural Council of the NT and MINT. And I think the step forward is for young people. It starts with young people because young people are facing different issues that other generations have faced, and it's up to them to step up and make sure that their views are represented, because in the future they will be the ones living and making decisions.
And the last question that I ask everybody is around the same-sex marriage. So I'm not asking you for your position, but I'm asking you about how is it felt within your own community? And is it asking the right question, whether it's yes or no? I don't want to know if it's yes or no, but it's more about, do you think it's raising awareness, is raising the question within the own Filipino community? And the youth? Filipino as well.
Yeah, from a Filipino perspective, because I did live in Philippines for the first half of my life, and I think that despite the fact that we are a very Catholic country, we acknowledge the LGBT community, and I think we were pretty acceptable. And I think that's something I also see in Australia and in Darwin in particular. And I guess this conversation, while I think that it seems redundant having to talk about it, I think it's great that it is being discussed, that it is being aware, that they are raising awareness about it, because some people don't know and aren't informed. So now this is an opportunity for everyone to be informed and have their opinion on the matter.
Fantastic. Thank you for your time.
Thank you so much. Thank you for having me.
Tangkilikin ang higit pang mga kwento sa inyong wika sa pamamagitan ng pagbisita sa sbs.com.au/Filipino.